Hello and welcome to Fridays Are Awesome. Happens every Friday here. I'm Carl Azuz, and we're taking you around the world for today's current events. First up, Cambodia, Laos, Singapore, Thailand. These are some of the countries in Southeast Asia that are suffering under a heat wave and a dangerous drought. Temperatures are rising over 112 degrees Fahrenheit in some places. That's setting records. In Malaysia, schools are closing and animals are dying. Wells and lakes are drying up. Vegetables are withering. Same story for crops in Vietnam with the Mekong River at record low levels. And the Indian government says 330 million people, more than the entire population of the U.S., have been affected by drought. So what's causing all of this? Scientists say the blame rests with El Niño. We've talked about this natural climate cycle a lot since last year when it started disrupting normal U.S. weather patterns. This El Niño is tied for the strongest one on record. And even as it weakens and approaches its end, it's still affecting weather worldwide.
We've heard so much talk about El Niño, but what is it? In fact, it's a weather phenomenon that happens between the Pacific Ocean and the atmosphere. It can have an influence on the temperature and the weather all over the world. In the springtime, the trade winds start to relax, and in a normal year, they come back during the Asia monsoon in the summer. During an El Niño year, they don't. In fact, some years, the trade winds can even reverse. That has a huge impact on the Pacific Ocean. During a normal year, warm water is pooled on the west side of the ocean, cooler water on the east side. That results in cooler waters off the coast of California and warmer waters in the western Pacific. During an El Niño year, that thermocline tilt goes away, and so warm water is spilled all the way over to the east side of the Pacific. That increases convection. It also brings thunderstorms to the coast of California and droughts to the western side of the Pacific. We all know that El Niño will impact the world. The only question is, how will it affect you?
Yesterday, a group of 9 climbers reached the summit of Mount Everest. More than 4,000 people have done that in history, but this is the first time in over 2 years that anyone's made it to the top. Why? Because in 2014 and 2015, deadly avalanches, one of them the result of an earthquake in Nepal, brought a tragic end to the climbing season. The weather on Everest is generally unpredictable, but so far this year, it's reportedly been pretty good. Still, climbing the mountain is incredibly dangerous, exhausting, and expensive.